thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
Five candidates vying for two open Farmers Branch Council seats can't compete with the flashpoint power of Ordinance 2903. They cite other issues in this suburban town of nearly 30,000, but both Place One opponents say those barely matter.
Well, the top issue right now obviously would be Ordinance 2903. I wish it would be something else. I wish it would be, things that really matter to the city, like redevelopment of the Four Corners or the inner city businesses.
Jose Galvez, who manages a cement business, opposes the ordinance. Meanwhile, Tim Scott, who works for an air conditioning company, favors it.
The key issue on this race is Ordinance 2903, the ordinance that's on the ballot and essentially has been a lightning rod or a rallying point for most of the citizens.
A year or so ago, illegal immigration here was not a concern to anyone, anywhere, according to the other Place One candidate, Barry Grubbs. The engineer and former Farmers Branch council member also opposes 2903.
There was no outcry from the community relative to a potential illegal immigration problem. There was little input or no input, in fact, from the stakeholders that would be impacted.
There is now. Landlords who could be fined $500 a day if they rent apartments to illegal immigrants have sued the city. Many Farmers Branch Hispanics, who comprise at least 40% of the city's population, actively oppose it. Ana Reyes works the phones for Place 4 candidate Tony Salerno, a software consultant.
Hi, this is Anna. I'm a volunteer for Tony Salerno. Tony Salerno is running for Farmers Branch City Council Place 4, and we're calling to see if we'll have your support on May 12th.
31-year Farmers Branch resident Reyes says she loves her town, which needs her now, because this ordinance is dividing it.
Most recently, I had a man call me a wetback. We definitely hear the bigotry, we hear the racism, and it's just so personally offensive as a U.S. citizen, as the resident of Farmers Branch for 31 years, and more so that our city council has tolerated it. This ordinance brings out the ugliness in people.
Reyes' choice for city council, Tony Salerno, hopes to reverse that.
I think Farmers Branch is really poised for a revitalization, and I believe the whole illegal immigration ordinance 2903 has been a huge distraction for Farmers Branch, and I don't think we need any more councilmen on there that support that. We need some councilmen that can use analysis to solve problems rather than just stirring up the pot of illegal immigration.
Salerno's opponent, David Koch, an attorney, says there is room for more illegal immigration proposals. The 17-year attorney who was born here in 1961 also says Ordinance 2903 is not only good for the city, but will stand up in court after others have said it will not. With fellow ordinance candidate Tim Scott, he campaigned at a recent house party.
I did a lot of legal research on the issues before I decided to back it. And I am firmly convinced with all the cases I've read, all of the laws I've read, and the people I've talked to in the different cities that are trying to do this, that the city is on very firm ground in trying to assist the government in what we're doing. We're trying to enforce the immigration laws.
In this room of about 30 people, he has near unanimous support. Many fear illegal immigrants are sapping city resources and hurting home values. Last year, councilman and ordinance author Tim O'Hare warned that illegal immigrants were partially to blame for increased crime, falling property values, and lower school scores. While others now say facts do not back those claims, folks here, like plumber Frank Magus, believe otherwise. He defends 2903 to neighbors.
I think it'll do a lot to stem illegal immigration. I particularly think it should turn into House Bill 2903 myself. I've had one of them tell me that, well, we have no illegal immigrants standing on the corners here in Farmers Branch, but there are.
And what's the difference between somebody standing on a corner and somebody standing on a corner who's illegal? In other words, how can you tell?
Wait a second. I can't tell. I'm assuming.
Councilman Ben Robinson, who's hosting this gathering, says undocumented immigrants create an additional problem, one that had not been mentioned before.
You know, we have to do something to, you know, stop the overcrowding. And this is one of the things that we're doing, and we think this is a start in the revitalization of this entire community. So we think, you know, we think it's a health and welfare issue, if you will.
It's even more than that if you talk to pro-2903 volunteers at Farmers Branch City Hall. Linda Subject says it's about American values threatened by illegal immigrants.
We're a nation of laws. That's what this country was built on. And they are basically thumbing their nose at our laws. They are showing no respect to our nation, our flag, and our language. If you're going to be here, you learn English. I mean, you go to any other country in the world, they speak English.
Fellow 2903 backer Sam Aceves is with a Hispanic group supporting the ordinance.
See, my grandparents came over from Mexico, but they got it legally. We got to start somewhere. I mean, if we all just sit back and let the federal government do nothing, they'll keep on doing nothing.
Aceves says Farmers Branch must send a wake-up call to Washington. But current Mayor Bob Phelps, who's led the town for the last 11 years, says D.C. already knows it has a problem. Whatever Farmers Branch does, he says illegal immigration solutions rest with the federal government, period. Yesterday, he urged a vote against 2903, calling it the worst ordinance ever considered by the council.
We're spending a lot of your tax dollars that we don't know whether we're going to accomplish anything or not, because it's still got to go through the courts, and that's just going to cost us more money. And I just hate to see us waste tax dollars on something that's really not our responsibility.
In a letter mailed to Farmers Branch voters Tuesday, Phelps, former Mayor David Blair, and ex-city manager Richard Escalante all said that instead of wasting tax dollars and dividing the community with an ordinance no one had studied, the council should aggressively lobby Washington in immigration issues. Phelps said he couldn't decide this sooner before early voting ended because he wanted to stay neutral as long as possible and needed to weigh the issues. Election Day is this Saturday, May 12th. For KERI 90.1, I'm Bill Siebel.